Okay, so we're continuing on in Perek Ches, Meimaroim, and we're in the middle of Ois Yud Aleph. Now, I mentioned, well, we'll start from the beginning of the second paragraph, V'li Ois Ki HaNeshama, but I mentioned a lesson last week about, you know, the question that he raises of how the world is so, you know, overall very bad over the course of the many years. Most people are not living with the recognition of Hashem, and in that sense, it looks almost like, you know, Chas v'Shalom, it's a unsuccessful creation. So we mentioned that he, as part of that discussion, we didn't go into that discussion, but in full, or, you know, Kimat, we didn't even go into Bekitzer, but he mentions in that the evil plays a very serious role in manifesting potential, which really means in revealing the different kaiches of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation, and ultimately, eventually, all those are going to kind of kick in. The Asilava, where we're going to chap the way everything is really just nothing but a revelation of Hashem. Like at that point, it's going to become clear. That's in a very, very, very brief and general statement. The truth of the matter is that I had an idea to learn that Leshem in more in full with everyone. So I think that maybe next week it might take two learnings, and I think that maybe we'll actually do that piece of Leshem. It's a very fascinating Leshem, and the truth of the matter is that a few weeks ago, it's already about a month ago, I had a friend whose father was Nifter, and so I said to him that, you know, I find that a person doesn't really start thinking too much about Tchias HaMesim until, Chas v'Shalom, he's an Avelus over someone, when someone close to him. That, like, you know, I don't know, at least for myself, at least, I found that the first time where I really kind of looked forward to Tchias HaMesim, kind of thought of it in a more tangible way, was when my father was Nifter. So he responded with a question, which was that he has very big difficulty understanding why is Tchias HaMesim one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna, like, why the idea of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna is that if you took out one of these principles of faith, the whole building comes crashing down. Why is Tchias HaMesim so fundamental? Like, you could have Schar V'Einesh without Tchias HaMesim. And I told him that it's a very, very good question, and that maybe we'll dedicate a shiur to that topic. And now it came up again, so, you know, so I think it's a simen min hashemayim that we'll do that Bez Hashem. The Leshem asks that very question. It's actually the question of the Sefer Yikarim, when the Sefer Yikarim argues on the Rambam's 13 principles of faith, and he says, you know, the Yosef Alba and the Sefer Yikarim, he really narrows it down to three. But one of his questions is that, yeah, you could be a Torah observant Jew without Tchias HaMesim. He doesn't see why that should be a fundamental. So, well, maybe I think we'll Bez Hashem learn that Leshem perhaps next week and the week after. We'll see. Anyway, so that's a sneak preview to next week's Bez Hashem. But for now, let's get back into Rabbi Yaakov Moshe in this piece in Simen Yud Aleph, Perek Ches Simen Yud Aleph, in the old edition, which most those who have the Sfarim, most of them have the old edition. It's on page Kuf Samech Aleph. So, yeah.
I'm trying to find it here. Which Perek?
Perek Shmini.
Perek Shmini, okay.
Ois Yud Aleph.
Okay,
so there's a paragraph. Do you see a paragraph that starts V'li Yois Ki HaNeshama? Second paragraph? Yeah? Okay, great. So, let me say it like this. V'lihiyot ki aneshama k'shehi l'malo. Okay, so basically, he's discussing, to recap slightly, he's discussing the inyan of Bechira, which he says is the secret of the Tzelem Elokim. And he explains to, he started saying that there's a difference between the Bechira before the Chet of Adam Rishon and the Bechira after the Chet of Adam Rishon. In doing so, he explains to us the importance of the need, or some two reasons why it was necessary for the neshama to be brought down into a physical body down here in the physical world. And the second reason, which leads into what we're going to be speaking about today, the second reason was that as long as the neshama is up there, close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it sees things so clearly and so perfectly, and it wants to stay there. It doesn't want to, you know, it's not interested in Bechira. But Lamaisa, in order for it to, for that neshama, for man to become a choosing individual, it needs to descend from that lofty world, and it has to come down here into the physical world, into a body where, you know, that separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow the neshama to now begin to, you know, have choice. And the importance of that is that the whole idea of the Bria, right, is that the man should gain on his own the Tzelem Elokim, right? Well, I should say like this, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be mizdabik in him. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe doesn't say this, I think I've mentioned it in the past, I'll mention it again, but it comes out from the Ramchal. He has an interesting cheshbon. I'll just mention this parenthetically because it's kind of in the background of what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said last week. And that is, there's a paradoxical problem with the idea of the creation of man. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, we said, lehetiv, he wants to bestow his goodness upon others, right? Upon man, let's say. So, in order to do so, it has to be a perfect goodness, and the perfect goodness has to be without namatki bread, and therefore we have to earn it. So, the question then is, like, why? That's very nice, but why did Hashem set it up like that, where we're going to be embarrassed to receive shameful bread? Where, like, he created that into the system, so we're kind of answering something which doesn't seem to fully answer the issue. And the Ivart is that the ultimate goodness is attaching oneself, is being attached to Hashem. How do we attach ourselves to Hashem? By v'halachta b'drachav, by going in Hashem's ways, becoming similar to Hashem, drawing upon ourselves the Tzelem Elokim and behaving in that way, acting with the Tzelem Elokim, that is the way we become most like Him. That's the ultimate goodness. The only problem is that being that He is the Creator and we are the creation, that is the furthest distance that there is between any two. It's a full, right, completely opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate giver and we are the ultimate receiver. And if that's the case, then how are you coming close to Hashem? How are you walking in His ways? You're actually the furthest thing possible. Inherently, you are the furthest thing possible from godly, because godly is a giver. So, to solve that problem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the concept, or this emotional feeling, so to say, of Nama Tekisufa into the system, which, by in order to become like Him, we have to be Mashpia. So He turned us into Mashpiyim. How are we Mashpia, right? We see this concept of man being Mashpia, Kiviyachal, even to God. Tnu Oiz Leilekim. Give strength to God. We, as if, build the higher worlds, or even build God's worlds, Kabbalistically speaking. We give Him, so to say, strength. Kiviyachal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set that up, that we have to be in a situation where we are active, Mashpiyim, and in that way becoming more and more similar to Him. So for that, we need to have this type of feeling of namata kisufa. We're embarrassed to receive. Man has to have that inherent component of being a giver, where he doesn't want to receive, and therefore he becomes godlike in that everything he's doing is in order to give to the others, so to say. The others being obviously bin adam l'chaveroi, but even bin adam l'amakim, that we're kiviyachol tnu'oiz l'lekim. There's a very beautiful chazal which appears in many places, where I think it was Reb Shimba Yochai says, but I don't remember who the Tana was that heard it from him, but Reb Shimba Yochai says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us so much, loves Klal Yisrael so much, that he called us BT, my daughter. But Loizaz Mechava, he didn't stop loving us till he called us Achekara Achoisi. He calls us Achoisi Kala, right? He calls us Hashem's sister. So he begins by calling us his daughter, and he goes on, he calls us my sister. Loizaz Michava, he didn't stop loving her so much until he calls Klal Yisrael Imi, my mother. The idea of those three madrigas, Biti, Achoisi, and Imi, is exactly this. Biti is that we're Mekabo from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us so much that he wanted to make us shutfim in the creation. We know, right, that we're the shutfim, we're kiviyachol partners in the creation with Hashem. Hashem bara elokim la'asos, he created the world for us to finish it off. That's the way the Zohar translates Hashem bara elokim la'asos. The asiya is the Indian of gemar, is the Indian of finishing off. In the Lashon Zohar, la'ashishachlela, to finish it off, to complement it, to finish. So he made us shutfim in Maisa Bereshis. That's like Achoisi, his sister. We're on the same level, kiviyachol. But more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us kiviyachol his mother, where he's makabel from us to nu oiz lelekim. It's an unbelievable, unbelievable ahava that he has for Klal Yisrael, that he kiviyachol says, I want you to give me, I want to receive from you, putting us on such a pedestal. Of course, that also is a tremendous achrayas and a responsibility. But we have those three aspects in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always have to feel that we are, everything we have is from Him, in the Bechin of Abbas, which according to Kabbalah is the idea of Ma'alchus, which is the sphere, the lowest sphere, the Let Lami Garma Klum, it has nothing of its own light. Nothing of its own light. All we do is receive from Hashem and reflect that Shefa, meaning manifest that Shefa in the world. That's our Bechina of Bas. We have a Bechina where we're kibiyachol shutfim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find in creating a child, right? Shosh shutfin yesh ba'adam. There's the father, the mother, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's you know, one area where you see that idea of shutfis. But then we also have a bechina where we have to feel an achrayas kiviyachol, an achrayas that the Kadosh Baruch Hu needs us. Obviously, him in his essence doesn't need us, but that's what he set it up. He set up his manifestation and his revelation in the world is for us to bring it in. So he needs us to bring his or into the world by keeping Torah mitzvahs and being mizdabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Vahalachta B'drachav. So that's a little bit of the background, but that's basically is like what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said is, in order to be ledamos tzura leyotzra liyos gamhi mashbas ubalas bechira, for the neshama to become also like its creator, that it gives, it's a mashbas, and it has a bechira, it had to leave that the supernal source from where it came from. So this is now where we're up to the paragraph Viliyos. Viliyos, Kaneshama. We began reading it, but we stopped in the middle. Viliyos Kaneshama Kshila Malo Himakira Ita Yichud Elyon Kihu Ve'ein Bilto. Being that the neshama, when it's above, recognizes the supernal oneness, ki hu ve'ein bilto, that Hashem is one and there is no other, echad ve'ein sheni, So it can't attain Bechira over there. Unless it detaches a bit from the bright light, right? God's bright light, so to say, below. להוריד את כל ההכרות האחדותיות העליונות למטה בעולם הזה, לי יש השם אחד ושמי אחד. So with this, the neshama had it at Bechira, that it would not rest, and would not remain quiet until it will show, בהדר קודשה, it's going to like, you know, show in its full holiness, to bring down all the recognitions of Hashem's oneness down here into Olam Hazeh, that there should be Hashem Echad Shmo Echad. That's the neshama's job. That's what the neshama wants to do. Right up there, the neshama saw so clearly how Hashem Echad Shmo Echad. He wants to bring that down below where it's not so clear. The neshama feels that achrayas and wants to share that with everything down below. Uvechein haya. And so at that, then it was. And by doing that, if the neshama manages to do that, it comes out that Hashem is one up above, and Hashem is one down below. It's clear, the oneness of Hashem, up and down. Omnam. Kshegora machet v'nel makdush elyoino ve'al sa'ash chinele meroimim, when the sin caused that the Kedusha Elyona became concealed, and the Shechina went above, right? It left. We know that the Shechina, the idea of the Shechina is Hashem's presence down here below. But when there's terrible sin, there's terrible chet, the Shechina, kiviyochel, goes back up and doesn't reside down here. Nishar ha'adam yechidi b'tachtoinim. So then, man was left alone down below. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to be here, and then he was the Echad. But now man was left alone down here. Umi us, because we're the only ones, man has that recognition of Hashem Echad Ushma Echad. Umi us kimat nistalka he'efsharut shel ha'bechira shelefnei ha'chet la'afeches elamata kelamala. Once that took place, that the Shechina is no longer down here, we don't feel Hashem's presence in the world, it became basically impossible to have the Bechira that Adam Rishon had before the Chet, which was to turn that it should be as above. Because remember, that was what concerned the Neshama. That was the interest of the Neshama. Was, if I'm going down, I want to give the clarity of Hashem Echad Ushma Echad down below the same way it is up above. Meaning, I want to turn everything down below to be like the Olam HaElyon. I want to make the lower world so pure and so holy that it's going to be just like up there. But now, after the Chet, that possibility of Bechira, to overturn the Lamata, to be Kilamala, it became basically impossible. I'll tell you where you see this idea. You see it in the Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim, when he explains the Midas HaChasidus, he explains that the Midas, that what's so special about the Midas HaChasidus is that after a person reaches levels of Kedusha, where he is able to completely take himself away from physicality and partake in the physical world only with the barest minimum what he needs for food, drink, etc. So he's completely now separate. That's Kedusha. He's completely separate, so to say. I'm sorry. Actually, wait. He says it's by Midas HaKedusha, actually, I think. Right? Where's I don't have Mesuzah Sharm in here. Yes, he says it by the Midah Kedusha, I think. All right, we'll have to take a look at that. But another, I don't have it in front of me, but basically he says that this the level is that you are able now to go on to the next level, the next stage, where even your ma'asim gashmiim, even your physical actions, such as eating and drinking, etc., become holy. They become holy. It's Shkoyach Avi. You looked. It's in Kedusha and Midas Kedusha and Perek Yutes in the Maseilas Yesharim. Right. That's how he defines Kedusha. Is that the Maisim Gashmiyim become holy? Now, by the way, we know. I mean, those who know, the Chasifrei Chasidus deal a lot with this concept. And it's exactly the same way that the Maseilas Yesharim speaks of it over there, and I'll explain to you what that means. That the Chassidus, Sifrei Chassidus, always also stress not the way, unfortunately, Chassidus is presented today, or what you call Neo Chassidus is presented today, which, you know, the presentation today is kind of like, listen, you can have your cake. What's it called? Have your cake and eat it as well. You can you know, get the best of the both worlds. You can be spiritual, and you can fress away at your cake and you raise the holy sparks and all sorts of nice concepts, and it sounds extremely luring and nice. Funny enough, if anything, I always say this, that idea of Chassidus, and by the way, usually the people presenting that are showing why Chassidus is so much more beautiful and amazing than the Litvish Mahalach. Basically, what they're doing is they're taking the Litvish Mahalach and presenting it as Chassidus. The Litvish Mahalach was that, listen, we live in this world. It's very, 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 very few people that reach a Madrega where their eating and drinking is going to be mamish, an act of Kedusha, mamish. So, where you're not going to have any, you know, physical benefit, hanah from it, physical pleasure. Very few people get to that. So let's just do our best. In other words, let's take, which is really what the Torah is telling the regular person, is you're going to eat food, so make a bracha, thank Hashem before and after for the pleasure and for the sustenance that food provides you. And that's basically the Mahalach, is that then, to a certain degree, you're elevating that Maisa, that it's not just Stam, a Maisa Baham, it's not Stam an animalistic act. You are making that Maisa holy to a certain degree, but it's not Mamish an act of Kedusha, it's just that you're elevating it, you're pointing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hopefully you're having in mind that you want it, for give yourself strength, or give yourself maybe even an emotional boost. Sometimes, you know, you get a good. It's not something to knock. Rabbi Avram ben Arambam, I think we read it together at some point in this group, explains, and it's not just Rabbi Avram ben Arambam. The Ran and Drosh HaSaran and other Rishonim explain that when Yitzchak asked for Yaakov to bring meat. To bring meat and wine, and you know, like he likes it, you know, whatever she said, Rivka told him how to make it, right? But like, whoa, that's what concerns him. He's going to give the bracha. He's going to give this very special bracha. There was so much kedusha in that bracha, but he's got to be in a good mood. He's got to be in good spirits to give it. So bring me the meat and wine. And the Rishonim say yes. You know, especially because Yitzchak was weak, he was blind, and he was weak, he was old. Zaken, that's why it starts off like that. So he needed the Basar V'Yayin to bring him back to a matzav where physically he feels good, but not only physically feels good, also emotionally feels good. It has that ability to bring the person to a certain better spot when he has something good. So, not something to be so embarrassed about. I mean, if at least if the, you know, whether we accept that pshat not, it's still Rishonim. They're clearly, you know, it's not something to be embarrassed about. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Obviously, we know the Ovis got to the level where Lo Shalta Bem Yetzahara, the Gemara says, they didn't have a Yetzahara Bechlal. So, they shechted it, right? So, I mean, it's obviously Fid Dargosim, but the Yisoid, the Rishonim are telling us very clearly. So, nevertheless, that's the basic Litvish Shita was always that, is that, you know, we try to be as holy as possible. When it comes to physical things, which came out, it's impossible to completely bring ourselves out of the zuama of physicality, that we're not going to have any ano whatsoever from the physical. Yeah, so, we'll make a bracha with us. So, what they're presenting today is, like, you can also enjoy your food, You know, and that way you're making the physical holy. It's really the Litvish Shita. It's in many, many Sfarim of the Reb Chaim Volozhin and his son, Reb Itzla. So I find it a little bit almost humorous in that sense. But the Maisa, the true Sifrei Chassidus, in all earlier Doros, especially, I'm not so familiar with what's coming out nowadays, but all the real Sifrei Chassidus and Tzaddikim, they all write over and over and over and over again that in order to get to that Madrega where your mamish being milder than Yitzaitis and your Maisim Gashmi are becoming really holy, you have to have pulled yourself out of physicality through Precious, through the ability to completely separate yourself from physicality. Once you completely separate from it, so now you can kiviyachal rule over it. Now, however, the Mesil Sharam adds a very interesting thing. The Mesil Sharam says you can do all the footwork to get to this level, but to actually get that level, that has to be God-given. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after you reach that level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you as a gift that Madrega of Kedusha, that everything physical you do will now be holy. A very interesting, very dakastika difference. I don't know, you have to check. Maybe one would have to search the Sifrei Chassidus very well to find out if they differ, or if they hold this is more within man's own avoda abilities, or no, you can only do the work till you get there, and then Hashem will bring it upon you. It's a dakastika difference, but it is a difference. You know, for example, the Rambam learns Nevuah. You could work for Nevuah, but you won't necessarily get Nevuah. The Rambam says there were yeshivas. Baruch Ben Eria, he gives us an example, I think, that they were yeshivas to get Nevuah, but to actually get Nevuah is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like you can reach Nevuah on your own. Ruach HaKadosh maybe, yes, that's something, another discussion. But similarly, the Mesil Sharam is saying about this Madrega of Kedusha, you can only reach it, you can only get to it, but to actually get it itself, that takes a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's very much this idea where Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying is that the Bechira to turn Lafeches Alamata Ke'alamala, to make the physical Mamish Kedusha Kipshutai, to make, well, in the Lashon of the Sifrei Chassidus, to make it Elakut, to make it Mamish Godly, that Kimat, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, he's very careful with his Lashon, Kimat Nistalka, it's Efshalut. That possibility has almost completely been removed after the Chet of Adam Arishan. Umi'aza bechira, and from then, the time from then, that bechira. Umi'az, I'm sorry. Habechiri ba'ifin yosin namuch. The bechira is on a lower level. Livchar betoiv velazoiv eshara. All that bechira is now is just to choose the good and to leave the bad. We're not trying to change what's below. We're trying to make a birur, trying to only choose what's good and stay away from the bad. V'hu mashe nemar, and that's on that is what the pasuk says. Heina adam oya kachad mimena ladas tevera. Now man is like one of us to know good and evil. On the mefarash Rashi, and Rashi explains ha adam oya keechad. The man now is like one, is like the one. Ma ani yochid bel yoinim. This Hakadosh Baruch Hu says just as I am the individual up above. Afu yochid batachtoinim. He, man, is the yachid, is the individual, is a loner down below. Ve'eino muvan, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, it's not understandable. Demaze chidush, what is the chidush in this? Hagam kaidem echet hayachid betachtoinim. Before the chet of Adam Rishon, he was also an individual below. Avla amur, but according to what we explained before, habiru d'lefnei achet hayta t'udato shel Adam. The before the chet, the job of man was to reveal the oneness of Hashem down below as well. And in this was dependent, his whole bechina of bechira was totally on that, to reveal the bechin of Ein Oid Milvadi, there's nothing other than Hashem, litkalel v'lishtava begufa de malka, to be nichlal in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and kiviyochel to be drawn in, to be like, kind of like, you know, drawn in and within the guf of the melech, to become mamish a part of Hashem. So in that sense, man is mevatel himself completely to Hashem. So he's not an individual down here. He before the chet, it's really just HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here, because man is mevatel himself. Adam Rishon is mevatel himself completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's only Hashem down here. But now after the sin, he doesn't have that koyach anymore. He doesn't have that koyach until the malchus shaka is going to be wrecked. He doesn't have that ability anymore. The most he can do is to stay away from the ra, but to mamash do away with the ra completely, it's not there anymore. That bechira is not really here. And thus man becomes now a yochid down below. The Ein Olam Hazeh K'Olam Haba. This world is not like the Olam Haba. Ha'Olam Hazeh Al Shmos Tovis Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv V'Al Shmos Rois Omer Baruch Dayna Emes. Over here, there's a difference between good news and bad news. On good news, you make Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. On bad news, you make Baruch Dayna Emes. But we know Lasid Lavoi, it's going to just be one bracha on all the good news and the bad news, because over there, that's the oneness of Hashem is going to be so apparent that there's not going to be any difference between good and bad, as opposed to the world that now we live in, Adam Rishon, or after the Chet, that we know, that we live in. There's a dichotomy, so to say, of Toi Vira, and man is that person who's now the individual that knows the Toi Vira over here, and he's the one that has the Bechira to stay away from the Ra and to choose the good. On the Rambam, maybe b'shem Targum, the Rambam brings in the name of the Targum, shem Targum ha adam hava yochid ba'alma minay lemeida tavul vish. The Targum is Targum that he translates, Unkelis translates, Adam was the yochid in the world to know good and bad. U'moysif a Rambam alzev is eltoni, and we saw this, was the last part of the Rambam that we read inside, that the Rambam adds, Ratzulaymer, meaning shehu haya echad ba'olam, he was one in the world. Ratzulaymer, min she'en kamayo min acher shishtatef imay bazeh. He's like the only species, there's no other species like him in this ha'inyin, bazeh ha'inyin, in this ha'inyin ha'shenimtzeba, in the special inyin that man has. And that is, she'me'atzmo u'me'nafshoy yeida ha'toiv ha'ra. That now man is on his own, from himself, knows good and bad. V'yase'ezem in she'yirtza, and he does whichever one he wants, meaning he could choose good or bad, ve'in monelo man, and there's nothing stopping him from them. Ad kan l'shoni, that's the lashon of the Rambam. V'kavanosoi, the kavan of the Rambam is, ki lifnei achet lo yarad dovuk boy, before the sin of Adam Rishon, the evil wasn't attached to man, it wasn't part of him, it wasn't in the nefesh of man, there wasn't a bad bone in the soul, right? V'ayah zakuk l'pituyim min achutz, ki pituyah nachash, and therefore it was necessary for him, right, that he could only be seduced from the outside, like the seduction of the nachash. The nachash came from without, not from within, like today. The Yetzirah from us, with us, is from within, unfortunately. But then it was mibachutz. V'achrei achet, but after the chet, nidbak b'yara, at shema atzma yumi nafsho yideya satoy v'gam esera. After the chet, ra became attached to man, so that from himself he knows good and also bad. So what was the commandment of not eating from the Eitz Hadas? Lavchana. It was to discern. The idea was, if he would stand up to this test, then the Bechira from then on would only be as a way of going higher and higher and adding new Madrega. This is fascinating what he says. Like the Bechira that's going to be in the future, when the Ruach of Tumah is going to be removed from the world, from the land, Avo Mikavan. So I want to just point out, it's very yadua, Chavetz Chaim brings Yomim Shebe'emem Chayfetz, the days where there's not going to be any Chayfetz, and they learned that the Lasid Lavoi, there's not going to be any Bechira. And you know, I always had a problem with that, because if there's no Bechira, like, what's the point of the Metzias Bechlal? Bechira seems to be so inherently, if that's the Tzelem Elokim, right? So what, Hashem removes our Tzelem Elokim? That's the Oilam Aschari removes our Tzelem Elokim? But we know, Kabbalistically speaking, that there's supposed to be a matzav, there's supposed to be elevation after elevation till, you know, 10,000 years. So in order for there to be elevation, there has to be a Bechira going on. What's moving us from one level to the next? And that's really Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is expressing outwardly. He's saying, Mefurish. and it really stems with the Kabbalah very much, is that yes, Bechira never is removed from man. It just goes to a higher level, Bechira. In the future, when the evil is going to be removed from the world, then the Bechira is going to be from good and better. Between good and better, it's going to be to be malas from, you know, so you could choose not to go higher, maybe, but there's still going to be gavaliga bechira. That's not, that's inherent in the existence of a person. So he says, Abba mekevan shechata, but since Adam Rishon sinned, hayu bebchinas balatame poischilai. So now he was in that aspect of, if somebody comes to be matame himself, so in the Shemayim, they open it up for him. They give him that ability. That way the Bechira was made in good and bad. Now, once he was ready to sin, so they were both equal before him. And what the Pasuk then says, according to the Rambam, right, that he was like a species and there was no other species that had was mishtatef with him, right? So loimer means shemikoidem gam anachosh mikol shel ara hayu lebichira lefatas es Adam. This is fascinating. Before the sin of Adam, there was another species who had bechira, the snake, the serpent. The nachash had bechira to seduce man or not. Okay, the chesiv, like it says in the pasuk, v'anachash haya orum mikol chayas hasadeh. Orum is a lashon of chachma, the meaning the nachash had brain power. He had das. He was an orum. That means a person. That means a species that had das and it was able to make decisions. And the nachash was orum mikol chayas hasadeh. He had bechira to be mfatim man or not. V'gami dinenashal zeh. How do we know this also? Because he was punished. How would the nachash be punished if he didn't have bechira? He lost his feet. He became a snake. You know, we call him a snake. We stomp on him. We hate him. He's like one of the most hated species in the world. He if he was punished, it means he had bechira. Ubaloi bechira ein einish k'divrei Rambam. The Rambam has already inculcated us with this knowledge that without bechira there can't be punishment. That's we stress this and emphasize this tremendously in this whole Perek Shemini. V'rak achrei achet. So before the chet, there was Adam, and there was also the Nachash. They both had Bechira. So he wasn't Yachid in that. V'rak achrei achet, after the chet, sh'ara nichnas ba'adam mibifnim, that the Ra entered man from within, sh'nifchas ha'bechira mimalasa, so that the Bechira became lessened from its mile. It was no longer on the same mile that it was. Nistalka gam kol Bechira mishum mishba'olam. So all Bechira was removed from any, all other types of species in the world. So now, both the good and the bad was only in the nefesh of the person. So that's ke'echad. What changed after the chet is fascinating. Now, I don't know if only the nachash had. It could be the other chayis asada also had. That's why nachash or mikol chayis, he might have been the smartest of all of them. The stealthiest of all of them. But there are sources, as much, you know, we know that Chazal tell us that kol habriyos ladaita nivru, all the briyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a choice how they wanted to be created. Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says in another place, I don't remember where, that they lost the bechira after the creation. At the time, but they really be'etzem have bechira. They chose how they were going to be created. That's ladaita nivru. The same thing with the lands. It says Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaBechira because it spits out the Rishayim. So the Bechira now is just by Klal Yisrael and is just by Eretz Yisrael. But before the Chet of Adam Rishon, there was at least the Nachash for sure also had Bechira. And now, afterwards, Hein Ke'achad, he's one. He's the only species left because all the animal species, the snake included, moved down. As man's level of Bechira became lowered, man had the level to turn what's below to what's above. Apparently the Nachash probably only had, he doesn't say this explicitly, but that's what it sounds like. The Nachash only had the ability to choose between good and bad. Once man's Bechira goes down, the Nachash's Bechira goes down as well, and he loses all Bechira. He doesn't have any Bechir anymore. And by the way, this is the same type of a concept is without the Lashon of Bechira, but I don't think he's is in Adar Bamorim of the Ramchal. In Adar Bamorim, the Ramchal says such a thing that after the Chet, that before the Chet, the animals were on the level of what man looks like today. And after the Chet, and man was way, way higher. After the Chet, man moved down to the level we know of it today, and man is now on the level of what the animals were back then. In other words, the whole cosmos moved down a tremendous qualitative level. And I think that's very similar. It's a similar concept to what Rabbi Yaakov Meir is saying, is that after the Chet of Adam Rishon, we became very qualitatively different than all the animals. Before, they had Seichel, and now they don't have what we call Seichel, what's called Orum. They don't have Chachma. They don't have decision-making, whereas that's a, we're the only ones left with that. So let's use it right. Okay. And any questions? Everything clear?
The
Bechira is going to be Bechira in the sense of Aliyah
v'Tosefet.
Yeah.
So how is that described as Yamim
Asherein Bahem Chepet? Yeah, so, I mean, listen, in the Pasuk Yamim Asherein Bahem Chepet doesn't mamish mean Bechira. But if we're using that, we would have to, I don't know, we'd have to go into the idea, what is Chepet? You know, specific Chepet is a different Lashon, it's not... There's a lot of different lashonis when it comes to chayfetz, rotzon, cheshek. You know, like, you have to see exactly. Chayfetz might be a more physical type of a rotzon. You know, lashon of chayfetz has like an object. Maybe it's a more physical type of bechira. So that more physical bechira, maybe we don't have. I mean, because we're going to be past it. But to still become elevated, become more and more spiritual between spirituality and spirituality, that. That perhaps that's a way we would be able to explain that possibly. Yeah. Okay. A good luck to everyone. It's good to see everyone. Okay. Great. Called.